What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before I go back to the phones here, I'm getting a lot of emails. Apparently, this Hillary Clinton ad that says, I love war. It's a montage of scenes of war and nuclear bombs. And then they have a clip of Donald Trump saying, I like war. And I'm really good at it. But they're taking his statements out of context because Trump's statements were made with reference to ISIS. But they're what Hillary's trying to do is recreate one of the most famous political ads of all time. It was called the Daisy ad, and it was back when Lyndon Johnson was running against Barry Goldwater. Remember, Hillary was a Goldwater girl. And the Daisy ad came on out basically implying that Goldwater, as president, would lead the nation into a nuclear war. And it's rather absurd because the message of this Hillary commercial is, don't let Donald Trump start a nuclear war. That's Hillary's job. All right, let's see. We're going to go back to, I think we're talking with James in Northern California, and we were talking about e-voting, voting fraud, and all the rest of that.
Yeah, I'll make time for somebody else. You know, I'd just like to say this. We have, in the past, somehow felt unique as Americans, as there was a time when we rightly should have, but we thought we enjoyed some kind of insulation and that we were special, and the kind of tyranny that happened in other places wouldn't happen here.
But well, that was a racist idea right from the start.
That was then, and yeah, you might be right, but this is oppression 101, right out of the book. There's nothing new. The only part that's new is the technocratic component of it.
Yes.
You know, one of the most powerful people I've ever heard speak were people that have been through horrible tyranny in other times and in other places. And they just want to grab us by our ears and shake us and tell us that, you know, the features of this road only end up in one place. So, you know, the bully that beat us up and took the kids' lunch money in junior high, if you did nothing, it wasn't like one day he decided to stop, right? So we could get hungry doing nothing.
Yeah, well, I think we're past the point where we continue to do nothing and hope for the best. Something has to change in this country, or we're going to be in a hot world war, and we are going to lose this one. And that's just where we are, and everybody needs to face up to that right now. We are in a fascist economic dictatorship. The elections are being rigged. Again, drawing our inspiration from the Brexit vote, there is a huge landslide for Donald Trump, they can't reverse that without triggering an armed uprising, where we're saying, no, if we don't choose our own leaders, you do not have our consent to govern. Period. End of discussion. Zero tolerance policy.
Right. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Mike, are you there? All right, we're going to switch over to... I'm sorry, what?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mike in Brazil, go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, in regards to war with Russia, I don't know if these people realize that once a war with Russia breaks out, they will actually have to deal with a two-pronged war, one with Russia and one at home, because if these bozos think that they will just walk into people's homes and confiscate their weapons, in which they have invested thousands of dollars, knowing the price of military-style rifles today is like anywhere from $4,000 to $12,000, depending on the make. And if they think that they can just walk out, they can walk into somebody's home and demand their weapons without any reaction, they are demented, okay? Because I know people love their guns. It's an American pastime. It's a tradition. And people will just not give them up, no matter what. And they will go to war over this. I'm sure of this.
They could, which is why I don't know that that's going to happen. But you're right. It will be a two-front war. It'll be the overt war against Russia and or China, and more of a symbolic war trying to get the American people to go along with this. Remember what I keep telling you about The Art of War by Sun Tzu? If you are a ruler and you are starting a war and your army doesn't believe in the moral rightness and your civilian population doesn't believe in the moral rightness, you are doomed. Now, we know that the U.S. government is making the same strategic mistake the Nazis did. They're basically putting too much emphasis on high-tech wonder weapons and drones and all this other stuff. But you can't control the ground from the air. That was the lesson out of Vietnam. You can't control the ground with drone strikes. And so they're heading into a disaster. And I think a big part of the problem is our civilian leadership themselves have never been in war. Their children have never been in war. I know they've got military advisors there at the Pentagon. I don't think they're listening to them, because they're not making choices in terms of positioning assets and getting ready for war that I would see as consistent with somebody actually planning on winning. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. We're talking about politics. We're talking about the campaigns. We're talking about the very real possibility of a world war that will go nuclear if Hillary Clinton is able to steal the White House.
Mike, are you familiar with the mutual defense pact that was started by one guy, Rick Stanley, in Colorado? And apparently he got arrested a few years ago. I believe he spent two years in Adams County Jail because he made a mistake of issuing a mutual defense pact arrest warrant against a judge. And the judge threw him in jail. He got a sentence of 2 years. He's out now. This is some old news, okay? So that mutual defense pact still exists, okay? They went underground, basically. They went underground. I have a few contacts with some of them, and they are ready to spring into action. If something goes wrong with this election, they are willing to spring into action. And these people are determined. It's either life or death. They cannot accept a life under somebody like Hillary Clinton or someone like Barack Obama anymore.
And, from what I'm hearing, they're going to have a lot of company. There's a huge amount of discontent among the military rank and file. Most of those people are already done tours of duty. They don't want to go back into any more wars on foreign soil. The treatment by our government of our surviving veterans has been disgraceful, and those veterans are angry, their families are angry, and this latest attempt to declare all military veterans mentally ill in order to refuse them to allow to own guns, it was just a slap in the face of all these people.
You heard about that story in Venezuela, apparently corpses in the morgue exploding.
And yeah,
they forgot to mention what happens to our own vets exploding in the morgues.
And you know what was really a crime about that one? They did have the money to give these veterans who died a proper burial. I mean, just dig a hole, put them in, give them a marker, have something, a cenotaph for the family to come on out and take a look at, and they couldn't even be bothered doing that. They were treating these veterans of these wars like they're basically garbage. Put them in a bag, stack them up until it becomes a mess, and then take them to a landfill. Remember, there was a big scandal a few years ago where body parts from our wounded veterans were just being sent to a landfill. I mean, that's how callous it is. From the point of view of the U.S. government, all of us ordinary people, whether we're civilians or military, we're just livestock. They treat us just like livestock. There's almost no difference between the way our veterans are being treated by the VA and the cattle over at the abattoir.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I agree 100% with you. And one last thing I want to touch on. We all know that Clinton Foundation is actually a racketeer-influenced and corrupt organization. Why aren't they sued or at least indicted under RICO? Because there is, without question, it's a racketeer-influenced and corrupt organization.
Well, you know, Larry Klayman, who was founded Judicial Watch, he's not with him anymore. He's down in Florida. He actually filed a RICO lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation, and he had an ironclad case involving the pay for play. But unfortunately, the court assigned the case to a judge appointed by President Bill Clinton, who threw the case out of court without even looking at the merits. I mean, when you're dealing with a corrupted system, the first priority of all corrupt systems is to protect itself and laws, you know, who cares? We don't care about laws or people anymore. We're just going to protect our wealth and power and privilege. That's what oligarchs are.
Let me ask you something. Is there any possibility, as remote as that might be, that Larry Klayman could refile the lawsuit in a different venue?
There are several jurisdictions where he could refile it. I've heard that he's planning on doing that, but I think at this point he's marking time to see who wins the election next month, because that will change what he's going to do. If Trump overcomes the election fraud and Trey Gowdy becomes our new attorney general, I'm sure that Larry Klayman is going to pursue this matter at the federal level.
A lot of people will go to jail, Mike, if Trump becomes president.
Well, actually, they're going to be leaving the country. And you remember all those people who said, I'm going to move if Donald Trump becomes president. And somebody started this rumor that Obama was going to leave the United States if Donald Trump wins. And everybody was sort of laughing, but they couldn't actually get a White House spokesperson to dismiss this rumor. Because if you look at the criminality of these people under a Trump presidency and Trey Gowdy as attorney general, if Trump wins that election, we're going to see a stampede of corrupt politicians heading for the borders for any countries where they don't have extradition. And if anybody from the White House is listening to this, Claire and I are perfectly willing to house sit Obama's place over there on the other side of the island. We're really good tenants. We can give you written references. We'll take care of the property for you. Real, you know, keep it clean and well repaired. So, yeah, we're going to see a lot of people leave. There's going to be a bug out of this entire narcocracy. The Bush family's already bought a huge chunk of land in South America, almost big enough to be their own country. That's where they're going to go.
I know exactly what it is, because I lived in Argentina. I know exactly what that is. So anyway, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I know you have a lot of people waiting online. Okay, thanks a lot for taking my call. Have a good
All
day.
Right, thank you very much. We're going to switch to Dustin in New Jersey. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hanging in there.
Hey, a couple previous callers ago, he mentioned why is the West and the Ukraine not rising up, because it's worse now. It's because of the Right Sector and Svoboda Party. Those are the brown shirts over there. And if you get out of line, they'll kill you, beat you down, or kill you. It's kind of like with the, you know, we got our own brown shirts. Black Lives Matter is the hard power, and the soft power is the social justice warriors here now, Mike. I mean, you know,
there are the assassins, you know, the extrajudicial executions, the assassinations that, you know, it's a government that rules the population by terror. That's what Poroshenko's doing in Ukraine. And we are rapidly evolving to that here in the United States of America. People going around saying, you know, why isn't the government arresting these high ranking criminals? Well, they don't want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park. They don't want to have their small aircraft fall out of the sky. So there was a cartoon running around about James Comey, where he's saying Hillary's guilty as heck, but I don't want to die suddenly and mysteriously.
Yeah, where were all these Black Lives Matter years and years ago? You know, they all were in disappeared in the woodwork. You know, now they're all coming back out because they're needed for a purpose. You know, and then that's what's the scary part. You know, if you disagree with one of these people, you know, you get a brick to the head, or you get your car spray painted, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. You know,
with my car, that would be an improvement.
Hey, Mike, on Russia, I don't know if you check anything out on the new Sarmat missile. They had a picture and some documentation.
Oh, the Satan 2, 40 megaton warheads on that. One of those rockets can take out the entire country of France. I think the reason Russia is releasing this information is they're sending a not very subtle message. Please do not start something that you don't want to have finished by us.
It has 10 lighter yield warheads. I mean, 10 heavier yield warheads and 16 lighter yield warheads. That's a lot of warheads. That thing weighs 100... 1,000 tons or 100 tons or something like that. It's crazy. Well,
I was going to say 100,000 tons. I don't think it's going to get off the ground. I mean, the whole idea of a rocket tons. Is... Yeah.
That's not going to be ready. They said 2018, but I guarantee it's probably already ready because they're not going to tell you it's not going to be ready.
I think the reason they're announcing it is they're basically saying, we understand if you start a hot war with us, it's probably going to tick along for a year or two as a conventional war, and by the time you're ready to start using your nukes, we're going to have this new generation. And it's not like this missile is the only thing the Russians have. They have their equivalent of the Boomers, and I know the Typhoon class has all been retired, but they've come up with a new generation of very ultra quiet submarines that are almost impossible to detect. That's the new undersea version of stealth is everybody's pushing along with that. And
well, the Bore class, they got the Bore class with the Bulava. Missile on there.
Yeah,
it's like this country's the government's crazy, Mike.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. But you know, from their point of view, they've got bunkers. They've reactivated the Greenbrier. They've reactivated Cheyenne Mountain. They've got Mount Weather. They've got the bunkers under the White House. If they make a mistake, they go on down and just stay there for about 6 months or a year and come on up, and we're all dead, and they have the Earth, beautiful and natural, all for themselves.
I just want to let your listeners know real quick that, if they don't know this, that they keep the pressure higher in those bunkers. That keeps the radiation out of the bunkers. That's how that works.
And the biological... contamination as well. In Houston, at the Lunar Receiving Lab, they ran it in the absolute reverse. The pressure inside the Lunar Receiving Lab was lower, so nothing from the moon rocks could get on out. Any BSL-4, same thing. The pressure inside is low, lower than the outside atmosphere, so nothing can get out.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Sorry about all the coughing and hacking here. All right, Sean in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? So I got numerous questions, but I'll keep it short. I mean, first of all, what do you think about, I want to ask some advice too, but so what do you think about climate change?
Well, I mean, you know, climate change is something that's happened throughout all of Earth's history. The climate is always changing. There's never been a time when it isn't changing. It was changing long before we got here. It'll go on changing long after we're gone. But the dominant form of the dominant effect of climate change is solar output and the shape of the Earth's orbit. And by the way, over in Vermont... normally, up until recently, we would have this wonderful week where the autumn trees would turn all the colors. And it was very, very short, and the tourists flock on in there. It's like standing in a giant bowl of Trix cereal. And then you would have another month or so, and then the snow would show up. Well, the snow has shown up at the same time the trees are starting to turn. It's another indicator that the Old Farmer's Almanac is correct, and Al Gore and his people are full of nonsense. That we are going to have an early and hard winter.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, so I'm a full-time, college student and full-time work, and a lot of my classes are like they're like, okay, climate change, we have to do all this stuff, like, you know about the carbon tax, people are trying to vote that in, and
it's just a cash grab. Well, I'm going to share something with you. Don't take it into class or they'll flunk you. I mean, that's how tyrannical universities have become. But until they can change the shape of the Earth's orbit and put a dimmer switch on the sun, there isn't a thing they can do to stop the climate from changing. This carbon tax nonsense, it's just a grab for more of your money by a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt government.
Of course. Their huge thing is like, yeah, it's all of our cars, it's all of our carbon monoxide and all that causing all this.
Well, the reality is the human contribution of carbon dioxide is actually very, very small. Most CO2 is coming from animal life, from the ocean. They've just made this up out of thin air to take money from us. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I go back to the phones, a couple of things I want to mention. Apparently in his speech today at one of his rallies, Donald Trump has said he will boost NASA. And I'm perfectly in agreement with that, not because I think we should be planting our flags all over the solar system, but because we need a civilian technology incubator to rebuild our industrial base. And if Trump wins, I want head of NASA. And if I get head of NASA, I'm going to order all the ground crew to dress up like apes anytime an astronaut comes back to Earth. On a more serious note, InfoWars was over talking with the Texas Director of Elections over these reports coming in from all over the state about people hitting the touch screens for straight Republican ticket or for Donald Trump, and the vote for Hillary Clinton lights up, and they're out there saying, there's nothing wrong with the machines. There's nothing wrong with the machines. It's all your fault. And apparently it reached a point where the Texas Director of Elections literally ran up the stairs away from the press conference. They know it's all. The jig is up. We know they're rigging the election. All right, back to the phones. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you, sir?
Doing fine.
Well, hey, first I want to thank you for giving me your cold yesterday when I called in via osmosis.
Ah, okay. You know, I think the pharmaceutical industry just dropped little beakers all over the country to stimulate more sales of medicine and vaccines and stuff.
Well, you know, I haven't had a cold in over 5 years, so this is really odd to me. But what I really called about was, I think the people that haven't read the Declaration of Independence need to go back and read the Declaration of Independence. And those of us who have read it need to go back and read it again. The tyranny in which those people were living under is far surpassed in today's world. I mean, just far,
no
far
question.
Surpassed. If you look.
No question about it.
And, you know, they say that you live under as much tyranny as you're willing to accept. So, I mean, we're in a really big problem here. But here's another thing. I think it doesn't matter if Clinton gets in there or Trump gets in there. The Trump guys already know that it's being stolen from them. And the Hillary guys, if Trump actually does get in there, we're going to have Black Lives Matter creating all kinds of problems. They got $500 million from Soros and $100 million from the Ford Foundation. They're going to start spending that money because they really haven't spent a whole lot of money thus far. So I think either way you look at it, it's about time for a revolution. And on another note, I also heard
Hold it. Before you go any further, I have a response to that. Okay?
Fantastic.
If Hillary steals the White House and the Black Lives Matter people are out there, the government's attitude is going to be, well, you know, they're expressing violence on behalf of democracy and you should leave them alone. If Donald Trump is the president, his attitude is going to be, all right, they want to behave this way, sick 'em. And he'll send the police and the National Guard and armed volunteer militias to just slap these people down and say, you behave like civilized human beings or you're not going to be welcome in this country anymore.
Well, and that's the next thing I was getting to is I've been reading on the internet and stuff. All these militia groups are they're activating. They're getting into it's time to roll mode. And I don't blame them. I mean, enough's enough. We've had enough. You know, I was a military man for 8 years, and I thought I was doing something right for my country, and it turns out I wasn't doing anything right for my country. I was working for the bankers, so, it's just past a pathetic joke, and I really appreciate the show, sir.
Okay, did you ever read a booklet called War is a Racket by Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler?
No, but I did listen to, I read some inserts and heard some audio of somebody reading inserts of his big speech to him. He said, war is a racket. Never again will I fight another war because all wars are banker wars. We're fighting for corporate America. We're not fighting for the freedom of the people, in a paraphrased way. Yeah, no, I'm quite aware of Smedley Butler.
Yeah, and, you know, it's rather amazing because when I was going through the public school system, I never heard his name. I never heard about how the bankers tried to stage a coup against Franklin Delano Roosevelt. All we ever heard was war is great. We fight wars for good reasons, and the other countries they fight wars for bad reasons. And that's why you're all going to grow up and join the military and the rest of it. All right. Well, listen, Andy, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to take a commercial break here. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back to talk to these people after these words from our sponsors.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to John in Barbados. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes. I'm looking at this situation we've got and the course that America and London, you know, Washington, London, and other European capitals are on. And it almost makes the American election irrelevant because we are heading for a war and a major world war. And it doesn't really matter who gets elected in America. It looks like we're going to be stuck with this war.
If Donald Trump wins the election in 2 weeks, I expect that our current regime will start the war before the end of the year and stick him with it.
Yes, exactly. But if Americans, and I'm glad you raise it, because you've got to raise the American consciousness to this real danger that we face. If America thinks that they're going to escape unharmed, I hate to tell you, but there's going to be mushroom clouds like a forest over the North American continent. This is not going to end well. And as far as the elites, staying in their bunkers, I mean, I'm on this little island and well away
Me
from
too.
The danger zone.
Well, I'm on a little island that's right in the middle of the danger zone here. And by the way, let's remember something. When you reach the point of using nuclear weapons in a world war, those aren't the only things you have to be worried about. Because once you're using nuclear weapons, then you have tacit basically saying it's okay to use the biological and chemical weapons. And the United States has got this huge arsenal of these very potent biological weapons. They were supposed to have been destroyed as part of a treaty obligation, but just somehow or other, the United States never really got around to doing it.
Well, the other problem is, of course, when the Northern Hemisphere has been destroyed and these elites come out of their bunkers, as long as I'm alive, all they are to me is fresh meat on the hoof, uncontaminated. And they'll go very well on my barbecue.
Well, they taste like chicken, and they're non-GMO.
Yes.
And they're not radioactive like all the seafood coming out of the Pacific. There's only one thing to keep in mind. If we get into a war that goes nuclear and biological, this idea Northern Hemisphere is gone and Southern Hemisphere is still great, that's simply not going to work. And again, the movie On the Beach, which is about a post-nuclear war fate for mankind, it is on the schedule. It's coming up on the cable. You might want to search it and record it on your DVR because it was a very potent book and movie at the height of a time when the American people were very dubious about this nuclear arms race with the Soviet Union. And the U.S. government was trying to counter it with propaganda like Bert the Turtle and duck and cover. Trust us, you can survive a nuclear war. It's okay for us to make these bombs that can melt an entire city all at one time. But the issue is, because of weather patterns, this stuff will blow all over the planet. And
Michael, in the past few weeks I've been investigating, and for the first time that it's been noted, the actual jet streams are merging. The southern and northern jet streams have crossovers. They actually cross the equator. And this will certainly spread the effects of biological, chemical, and nuclear warfare between both hemispheres.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. I mean, if you had the appropriate equipment in your little home laboratory, you could take samples of the air and water, and you will still find to this very day identifiable isotopes from Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and all of these nuclear tests that were done in the South Pacific, Operation Crossroads, and all of that. The stuff is still out there. And yes, it's decaying away and fading, but it still can be detected. And when you're talking about these major bombs that are so much larger than Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you're talking about 40 megaton warheads, especially those that are designed to kill with radiation, like the neutron enhancement bomb. This is major, major stuff. And I don't think a nuclear world war is going to exterminate the entire human race, but it will send us back pretty darn close to the Stone Age.
Well, the other thing that I want to mention is actually, the chemical warfare. What we've found now is, if you've got the right equipment and sampling equipment of the air, glyphosate, Roundup,
glyphosate is
right around the world. Just because we're spraying it in the Northern Hemisphere, it's going everywhere.
It's everywhere. Well, I mean, they spray it on the produce at the supermarket to keep it fresher longer. They spray it on women's feminine products, for goodness sake. And it's a carcinogen. And it's not just that. Now we're finding that in addition to all the lead and toxic metals in our tap water in places like Flint, Aaron Brockovich has gone on out and discovered that there seems to be a new problem with hexavalent chromium that's getting into our drinking water supply. And who knows, this may be deliberate by the bottled water company so that we have to buy their filtered bottled water. But this reckless, out of control, money junkie thinking is toxifying our environment. I'm more afraid of these corporations just dumping whatever they feel like dumping into the environment than I am of any of Putin's nuclear weapons.
Well, it's at least you're raising awareness of the problems. I mean, this serious situation in the Middle East could develop into a full-on war between Russia, China, and America and the other Western allies.
All it's going to take is one person losing their temper and having access to the buttons, and it's going to be going. Anyway, John, listen, we got a lot of callers waiting on the line very, very patiently. So I'm going to have to let you go here and give everybody else their fair shot at the microphone. And thank you for the call. We're going to switch to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, thank you for waiting so patiently all this time. What's on your mind?
I do, Mike. Well, I'm glad you're getting a lot of callers. It means a lot of people listen to you. That's awesome.
Yes.
So, Mike, I just want to state a couple of things. One is you were mentioning something about the possibility of even if Trump wins and wins the electoral college votes, that they might still deny it to him, the electoral college. I don't think that's one thing I don't think they would dare do. I think they know if they did something like that, it'd be hard.
Unfortunately, I think they would dare anything. But I think probably Jesse Ventura's warning is germane here, that if Donald Trump actually wins the election, he'll be assassinated because Mike Pence is going to be much more controllable by the narcocracy. He won't be a threat to them. He'll go along with it. He'll say, sure, go on selling cocaine to our kids as long as I get a piece of that action.
The other thing is, as far as Ukraine goes, I don't think the eastern part of the Ukraine, I don't think those they're worried about the Nazis that run the West. They kicked their butts twice already, and actually it was Putin who put a restraining arm on them. Otherwise, they would have driven them completely out of the East. And if they wanted to, they probably could have rolled right into the whole Ukraine. So I don't think they're really worried about that. I think Putin is actually, with all they make him out to be, the fact of the matter is he's probably one of the more restrained of Russian leaders. If they got this guy Uranus,
there's no question about it. He's shown himself to be a statesman time and time again. Yeah, I mean, he showed himself to be a statesman in Syria. He got past that whole thing about Assad's chemical weapons, got Assad to surrender them for destruction, and hammered home the point that the chemical weapons were never the issue. It was just an excuse for the U.S. to try and remove Assad. Putin, I mean, time and time again has shown he does not want a war. He's prepared for one and will deal with it, but he doesn't want the wars. It is the United States that is trying to start all these wars of conquest everywhere, because without it, they know the United States is finished. The United States has, like Israel, become a parasite nation. They have to feed off of other countries to survive. They are not self-sufficient in the United States, either in manufacturing or agricultural produce. That's why they're out there fighting GMO labeling, so that we will be forced to eat the food that they think they're going to make the most money on.
That's one thing I'll say, too. If Trump does get in, he's going to have to clean house as far as these neocons that have wormed their way already into his campaign, like Woolsey, the former CIA director under Slick Willie, I think he was. You don't need people like that. I don't even know about Gingrich, whether I trust Gingrich. I certainly don't trust the fat man from New Jersey there, Christie. Who actually said he wanted to put an
I would line. Agree. I would agree on the last two. I would agree on the last two. Woolsey, regardless of his political leanings, he's in possession of a lot of the inside information about what the government's been doing that Donald Trump needs to have. And so I would say that probably Trump would be well suited.
General Flynn?
I'm sorry?
Can he get that from General Flynn, who I really do trust? I think He has spoken out against the what we're doing in Syria and stuff like that.
Well, Flint is more of the new guard, and Woolsey's the old guard. Probably having both around, Trump is going to have to really play catch up in terms of learning the reality of what this government has been doing over the last 30 years versus what he thinks the U.S. government has been doing based on watching TV news shows.
Yeah. All right, I hope you're right. But you definitely agree with me about Christie and Gingrich, though, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's time for Henry Kissinger to be put out to pasture, and Zbigniew Brzezinski as well. And if anybody from the Trump campaign is listening, hey, you've got my number. You can call. I'm willing to give you all kinds of advice. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Jeff in Texas. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing, Mike? Hope you have anything.
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind today?
I want to disagree with you about the U.S. being a parasite.
Yeah.
For one, I think you said that you favored anarchy. If you know, that would be a choice, and you know, I do too. You know, I agree because you know.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. Okay. I was making a joke. Listen to me. I was making a joke that having studied the Republican Party and the Democratic Party closely for 20 years, that anarchy was looking attractive. I'm not actually in favor of anarchy. I'm in favor of restoring the constitutional republic with a democratically elected government. And that is what I really favor. Now, there are obviously some things we don't need anymore, like that Electoral College. It's just another venue for possible corruption. I think we need absolute ban on private central banking. I think we need to have an absolutely trustworthy, honest, accurate, verifiable election system. And I think in this modern day and age that we should start thinking about direct participatory democracy, where our central government, their day-to-day job is keeping the roads repaired and the bridges up and the trains running and everything. But the big decisions, such as more tax money for Wall Street, more money for Israel, going to war, can and should be put to a direct vote of every single legal American citizen.
Exactly, exactly. But you don't believe that, like a lot of people believe that anarchy is just lawlessness and stuff like that. You're not from that perspective, are you?
Well, I think a lot of people view anarchy correctly as a disordered society, and there's going to have to be some kind of a structure. But that structure must be constrained to serve the best interests of the nation and its people. That's what the Founding Fathers tried to do.
That's what I mean. Like, it wouldn't matter if Hillary became president and she tried to start a war, because people already know that it's not for our gain, so they'll just not comply. You know?
Well, you're being very naive here. All Hillary has to do is launch an attack against somebody and then turn around to the American people and say, they're going to come slaughter us unless you pick up that rifle now. That's all it's going to take.
But not if we slaughter you first and then hand them over to them and say we had nothing to do with that.
You know, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all.
Why not? I mean,
let me put it to you this way, okay? It takes everybody working together in agreement to bring about peace. It takes only one maniac with a bomb or a gun to get a war going, and that is an unfortunate commentary on the human condition.
Because you know who's laughing and all the way to the bank? It's Israel. They're laughing all the way to the bank. Right now, they're over there thinking about sucking out Syria's oil, and you know, they're just laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, they're already talking about the next time they go into Gaza, they're not going to leave anybody alive. They're gonna just scorch it and take it back over again.
You know, I wonder if it was really them who gave all our. I mean, yeah, it was probably through Hillary Clinton and all the cronies and in Congress and everything. But I wonder who was really the middleman, you know, gathering it all up with their tentacles, and then you know what I mean? Because they're just laughing at us.
They view us as inferior. Unfortunately, that racist attitude is part of their religion, that they are God's chosen people, and everybody else is the goyim, which is a Hebrew word for cattle. Most people don't understand. When Israel is describing you as the goyim, they're describing you as cattle. And when racism is literally an inherent part of your religion, it's first of all, it's hard to get people to admit they're being racist. No, I'm just following the tenets of my God, and even harder to get them to stop doing it.
You want to hear a Polish saying for it? It's like the Jew screams out in pain as he strikes you. And it's like, it's funny because, like,
yeah,
I'd heard that one. They're like, stop resisting.
I'm being oppressed. Yes.
It's sad, though. It really is sad because I hope, even if she does get elected, and people just be like, no, we're done. Just like they did with Obama and the missiles, the cruise missiles not going into Syria. No, we don't want to.
Well, I think it needs to go further than that. I think it needs to go further than that because after Obama was elected, Americans still went on filling out all the paperwork, putting all the stickers on their cars, paying the bills for a government that was just out of control spending even back then, letting their money be taken to prop up Wall Street, letting their money be taken to prop up Israel, and sending their children off to be killed and crippled in these wars. We need to go further than that. If Hillary steals this election, the entire American people have to stand up and say, that's it, we're done. We're not listening to you anymore. We're not giving you our children's lives. We're not giving you our money. We're not giving you our obedience. We withdraw our consent to be governed from you because we did not choose you as our leaders, as is the contract.
Exactly.
Okay?
I remember that time because I went to the Army in my teens, I was still in high school.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did
Aloha, welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to Jim in Vancouver. Aloha, Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, a lot as usual. I've never called before. I have a question. How many legal voters are there in the United States? Average, I guess. 150 million? 200?
Well, including the illegals and the dead, probably about 400 million.
Not them.
Oh, okay. Well, we see, that's the problem. We don't know. There is no mechanism.
Well, I guess that even if it were 100 and even if it were 100 million or 150 million, it would be hard to have enough illegals to really turn things if everybody's motivated to vote. And then there's
Hang on. Okay. You're assuming everybody's voting just once, but there's no mechanism to guarantee that. One of these Project Veritas videos had the New York City Commissioner for Elections saying they're just busing these people around. They'll get a bus, they'll load them up with all these illegal immigrants, they have all these voter registrations in the name of dead people, and they go from precinct to precinct voting over and over again. They don't have to show an ID. And they can use the same names over and over again. These people can be voting 50, 60 times in a day, and that's really what skews it. Then you add the electronic fraud on top of that, and you need to understand, it's not one source of fraud. It's multiple layers that are going on that lead up to a stolen election. That way, when something gets discovered, like the electronic machines, they can say, oh, well, there's not enough of that going on to change the election. Well, if that's all that was going on, that may be true. We don't know that. But the fraud is going on in a wide variety of areas. And
every place.
Definitely everybody needs to get on out and vote, at the very least, so that your voter registration is not out there to be used for nefarious reasons. There's no voter ID. There's no mechanism to prevent people from voting multiple times. There's no mechanism that stops people from voting multiple times using multiple identities from the local cemetery.
Yeah. If they succeed in stealing it, everybody just has to come. It's just too much. They've cheated from every way. No ID. I got to have ID to buy cigarettes, and I'm 67 years old.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, our system is set up to let the elections be stolen. The only Western democracy with a more crooked election system than the United States is Panama. We're second worst in the world. If Trump is able to overcome the election fraud and get into the White House, we have 4 years to literally ram through some major changes in the election system. It is possible to have honest and fair elections. It's very simple to have honest and fair elections.
If he gets in, the bully pulpit will be used constantly, as they say. But, I got a couple other things I want to hit.
Hang on. Let me finish. I'll tell you what. Hang on. We're going to do the station identification. Then when we come back, I want to talk about that bully puppet, okay, because I've got a response to that.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies.
Holy tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.